So we're continuing in the Pachad Yitzchak, and he had told us, let's just recap. We're focused on the fact that Amalek is the first nation that attacked us, and therefore at the very end they won't be there. That's when all the nations have their tikkun. When they're fixed, he has no fixing. He continued and brought us the concept that Amalek is a letz, that there's no way he would gain from losing the war. He didn't learn anything from it. Yisrael learned from it. Feti Arin, the other person, could learn from it, but Amalek himself does not. Then he went on to discuss Leitzanut and said that the Torah permits Leitzanut, mocking idol worship or things that are bad. Why did the Torah choose to say specifically about idol worship if it includes other things that are bad? He says that could be understood based on the Rabbeinu Yonah that says you gauge a person based on what he praises. And off of that, we're going to come back to what does a person mock, right? Amalek mocks, and the only thing you're allowed to mock is idol worship or other things that are evil. And why did they choose to say specifically idol worship? Now we're up to paragraph 4. Let's not lose the train of thought, okay? Kol hadvarim halalu amurim hem ba'adam. Everything we learned until now speaks about the human being. She'etzem koach hakarat hachashivut mutba'u bo kahogen. That it's engraved in him, that recognition of what he values. Ela she'abchina hi im koach ze po'elu b'makom ha'ra'uy u'b'kivun ha'ra'uy. That capacity to look up to something, to value something, is a part of him. But the only question is, does he apply it in the right place? אבל האמת היא, כבמבחן זה של איש לפי מעללו, נכללתי שאלה מוקדמת לשאלה הנ"ל. But the truth is that when you want this test, this litmus test, of gauging a person based on what he praises, really there is a question that precedes this. כי עלינו לדעת שלכוח זה של הכרת החשיבות נמצא בנפש התנגדות גדולה. We have to know that if you want to value anything, internally, there is something that stands opposite that. Every person has something within him that says, don't appreciate that, don't value that. יש בה בנפשו של אדם נטייה חריפה לזלזול. There is a sharp tendency within the human being to mock. I don't want to value. Let me make fun of it. Let me be sarcastic.
Thinking about Torah?
Yeah, for sure. לעומת כוח הכרת החשיבות, נמצאו בנפש מהלך שאינו רוצה לסבול שום חשיבות. Standing opposite that capacity to value something, there is also within the human soul a direction that does not want to value anything. Uvizilutan nichale, and it's much more comfortable mocking things.
This is malach, no? Is it malach?
Uvizilutan nichale, and he is more comfortable with mocking things than valuing them. Shmo shel hakoach hazeh mitparetz bechuzka. The name of this strength, this potent tendency within the human being that bursts forward with such potency, to try and break out of the hands of honoring, respecting something. What is this tendency called? This tendency that a human being wants to break loose of honoring or respecting something, that's what's called leitzanut. Leitzanut, what we call mockery, joking, that's the human attempt to break the bonds of valuing something. Something that maybe deserves to be valued, but I don't want to value. I have both tendencies within me.
Is this allowed for us to receive the help of heaven? This prevents us also from receiving...
Okay, let's see. מידת הליצנות העצמית, כפי שהיא נמצאת בנפש בשורשה, this tendency to mock, that's at the root of our souls. Inyanahu limtzoa ta pirtza bechol binyan shel chashivut. What happens is, anything that you see that has any value, it always looks for the breach. But what could I make fun of? But what's not perfect? But what's not right about this? Al minat listot kol abinyan. And if you only find that breach, then you can knock the whole building down. Mitocha shel pirtza zo. From within one little breach. But that's enough. That's all it takes. Ze leumat ze. The two forces stand opposite one another within a human being. Sheifato shel koach ha'ilul hu le'arbot chashivut ba'olam. The capacity to praise, well, that capacity is always trying to make more things of importance in the world. Give respect, give value. It adopts more things in the world that it looks to with a positive eye and gives them value. Ulumat shifato shel koach haleitzanut hi le'arbot zilzul ba'olam. And standing directly opposite it is that same strength, is the same power to mock and make more things that you can make fun of in the world, things that are you've derided, that you've taken the value out of them. Leitzanut and zilzul. Venimtza ki hamivchan hazeh shel ish lefi ma'alalo. And it turns out that this that we said, a person can be gauged based upon what he praises, mitpashetu ben shtei nekudot mesuyamot. It actually spreads out between 2 points. Hanekuda harishona hi matzavo shel adam b'machloket zo shebein koach ha'ilul uben koach ha'leitzanut. The first point is, where does the person stand between these two forces that are vying within him? Each one is trying to push him in another direction. One is saying, respect it, value it. The other one is saying, mock it. You know it's not perfect. You know there's something you can make fun of here. והנקודה השנייה היא, באם תמצי לומר של הנקודה הראשונה. And the second point is, what he calls, אם תמצי לומר. And even if you say so, that's really hidden within the first point. דהיינו, what he means to say is, אם תמצי לומר, שבמלחמה הזו, שבין כוח האילול ובין כוח הליצנות, נצח כוח האילול. Meaning, the first question is, which route do I take? Am I going to value or am I going to mock? If I mock, I don't even enter the scene. If I value, im timtzi lomar, if it turns out that I actually am willing to give any respect to anything, then the next question is, that's where Rabbeinu Yonah's question begins. The question is, so what do you value? But first you have to value something. That's what he was saying. Rabbeinu Yonah is really starting with question number 2. When he says you could gauge a person based on what they value, says the Pachad Yitzchak, that's question number 2. The first question is, does he value anything? Or is he always mocking everything? He says, before you come to Rabbeinu Yonah's question of gauging a person based on what does the person value, you first have to ask, wait, is this a person that's willing to value anything? Or is this a person that's just, when he's at point number 1, when he's at that choice, am I going to value or am I going to find where this isn't perfect? If he takes the choice of mocking, of deriding, then he's never making it to point number 2 to gauge him based on what he appreciates. Dainu im timtzi lomar shebimilchama zo shebin koach ha'ilul uben koach ha'leitzanut nitzach koach ha'ilul mikol makom akati yesh kan sheila koach ha'ilul beize shetach poel. You guys following the train of thought? So then you should see where he's headed with the next point. We're trying to gauge Amalek. Amalek doesn't hit question number 2. They're still back by question number 1. They're always finding where they can mock and deride something. So if we place before ourselves the question, if we try to ask ourselves, let's take this capacity to value things. It's a positive capacity. Of the two choices, this is the positive capacity. But where could that positive capacity be most aborted? Where could you take it and twist it to its maximum degree to value something that is in its essence a lie? Bli safek, undoubtedly, shatshuvan zetehe, the answer to that would be avodat elilim, idol worship. When do you take the capacity to treat something with seriousness? And suddenly, the Buddha is very serious. I was sitting on the bus and two guys were talking. One guy said he's in Harvard, and he's in the dorm there, and a Buddhist roommate comes in, opens up his bag, and puts down a Buddha on the mantle, on the on the dresser. Says, be careful, Buddha's in the room. Now what's he supposed to do? I'm just listening to this conversation between two guys who came for holiday to learn in yeshiva for midwinter vacation. So this guy takes his Buddha very seriously. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, when is the capacity to treat something with seriousness most convoluted? When you take it and you take something that's ridiculous, that has no basis, and suddenly you treat it with utmost seriousness. That is idol worship. Because there is nothing more serious than serving a religion. You have nothing that's a greater lie than an idol. באופן דה אצל האדם העובד את האליל כוח ההילול ניצח אמנם את כוח הזלזול. What you see here is the person who's worshipping the idol, well, the side that won in the first battle was I will value, I will not deride. שכל עצמה של עבודה אינה למציאות של הילול. The whole idea of partaking of a religion is I'm willing to give credence, I'm willing to give respect, I'm willing to value. אבל כוח הילול פועל כאן בשטח של הפך האמת. But here you're taking that important tool and you're using it in an area that is the opposite of truth. ונמצא שעבודה זרה היא פסגת כוח הילול בצד הרע. So what you find when it comes to Avodah Zarah is that you found yourself a peak. You found yourself a place to perch that capacity to value something in the area of evil. V'zeu peshel davar shebehiter alitzanut. And that's the, if you want to understand, why did our sages permit us to deride, to mock? Our sages purposely took this sin as the example, של עבודה זרה דווקא, specifically idol worship. בוודאי דהיתר על היצנות נוהגו בכל פרטיו של צד הרע. Undoubtedly you can mock anything when it comes to things that are evil. אבל על אותו הרע, הניזון להדיה מן הכוח ההפכי של כוח הליצנות. But when you take that evil, which is predicated on the opposite of ליצנות, which is predicated on taking things too seriously. People are willing to burn their sons. More people were killed in the name of every god that people believe in than anything else, right? Look at the Crusades. Everyone's killing in the name of God. So that's the evil that we call paganism. And that is really nurturing off of the capacity to take things seriously. Being misappropriated. ועל כן דבר טבעי הוא לעובד השם, so then it comes naturally to one who serves Hashem, לאחד את כוח הליצנות נגד חטא, עבודה זרה דווקא. He focuses this capacity to deride, where does he focus it? Where people take the capacity to be serious and they misappropriate it. So then they take their idol worship so seriously, that's where the Torah says specifically, okay, you want to deride, you want to make fun, you want to joke, there's one place where it's fit. Where people have misappropriated seriousness. And if you think about this, this is phenomenal. I mean, if you think in depth what he's really saying.
It works in Avodah Zarah, because if we mock a crime, it doesn't work
similar. Ah, okay. There's what to talk about it. Yeah?
I was going to say, why is this specific for Amalek?
Oh yeah, he hasn't yet gotten back to Amalek. We're headed back. We're more than halfway through his thought. We're two-thirds through. We have koch, weiter as they say. Bepiska hakodemet haya hamdubar al odot hishtamshut beleitzanut betzad hatov. We just discussed using mockery for good. Bechagon leitzanut adavda zara v'chadome. That would be using mockery against idol worship or things of that nature. Meaning he doesn't mean you can mock every crime, obviously. Then you're taking away from the importance of what's going on. He's talking about similar scenarios. Correct.
Right.
Right. So he's saying similar things. There are other areas which are similar. You could think of other areas. I don't think we have to go into examples. If it's short, Yosef, I'm with you. That makes six of us. Yeah.
What if that Avodah Zarah is something that perhaps gives a certain value, gives certain values to the person? So it's an evil, but it's kind of a bedivah situation of the person. Is it proper to mock a certain belief that is wrong?
It's too big of a tangent. I can't go into it here. Back to the Pachad Yitzchak. Omnam aleinu ladat ki avdel gadol yesh b'shorshei kochot ha-nefesh bin koach ha-leitzanut etzad ha-tov ha-nal u'min koach ha-leitzanut b'stama. But we have to understand that there's a tremendous difference when we speak about the roots of the kochot ha-nefesh, the roots of where our soul is acting, between using mockery for something good, as we explained in the previous paragraph, and mockery when it's a standalone. Hinei nitbe'er lanu ki gidra shel leitzanut hu harisat binyan hachashivut. We explain that the concept, that the whole idea of mockery is to break down the building, what we might call the building of importance. If you find a slight breach, you can pull down the whole building. V'day shagdara zo nuhegeti b'chol hofa shel leitzanut. Undoubtedly, anytime you find leitzanut, you find mockery, that's really what's happening. It's tearing down a building. It's tearing down something which someone built, someone takes very seriously, and with one joke, you can tear it all down. Apiru k'shiba b'tzadatov, even when you're using it for good. That's the idea. That's what we're trying to do. D'b'chol makom pulata leitzanut ileamtzi zilzul. What leitzanut really does is that it derides the subject matter. It takes something and causes you to treat it in a way that it's not serious. You don't take it seriously anymore. Ela shemikol makom evdel gadol yesh bashorosh ben leitzanut stam uveleitzanut detzad hatov. And nonetheless, there is still an integral difference at the root of the matter between mockery that's stam, that's plainly said, or mockery that's being used for the good. Dam tzaat hazilzul asher b'stam leitzanut atzmiutai ha-me'un b'mot ha-chashivut. Because when someone simply mocks, he's being sarcastic, he's joking, and there's no real purpose to it. It's just an expression of his feeling. So then its essence is a refusal to accept things of importance. A refusal to accept things that are serious. Okay. V'aldifa achal mahut hazilzul. And technically, it is the person chasing after the deriding, looking at everything like it doesn't matter. Meaning there's a certain desire to be able to take things lightly, not to take things seriously. If I can make fun of everything, then nothing's serious, then everything's okay, and everything's the same. אבל המצאת הזלזול הנמצא בליצנותה דעבודה זרה. But when we speak about mocking, and we speak about avodah zara, that's not something at the root that I don't want to take anything seriously. This is more an offshoot. It stems from the fact that a person gives importance to that which is good. If I value that which is good, and I value other things in the world, but then I suddenly see, wait a second, they're taking their idol worship so seriously. They're going to burn kids over this. They're going to do terrible things over this. I suddenly see, wait a second, here they're using their seriousness, taking something seriously for evil. So then I come and I find ways to mock it in order to continue validating the seriousness of that which is really good. So then the mocking is really an offshoot. It's not something that comes from the root of the person. It's just a tool that's being used. When a person is mocking, when it's a part of his expression, so then it's an expression of a desire to deride and not to take things seriously in the world. And that's a general attitude to the world. It's a general desire towards the world, which is in each and every one of us. That's what he said previously. Everyone has that choice. How am I going to view things in the world? Am I going to find the breach and make fun of it, or am I going to take it seriously? And we all have that challenge. But when it's an expression of what's inside of me simply, so then, yeah, it's an expression of a desire to remove seriousness from the world, a desire to laugh at everything and not take anything seriously. But if it is used as a tool against Avodah Zarah, then it is coming from the root of the fact that he values that which is good, Harei Umezazel Bara, and that's why he is mocking that which is evil. Umashmaota shel etzanut Avodah Zarah hi koach hahilul hanolad mikoach hahilul. The concept of mocking Avodah Zarah is koach hahilul, the capacity to desecrate, hanolad mikoach hahilul, that is really a derivative of the capacity to value. You guys with me? Ari, I don't know. Koach hachilul, the capacity, the strength to desecrate, which is a derivative, hanolad mikoach hahilul. There's a derivative of the capacity to value. Because I value that which is good, so therefore I have the capacity to deride that which is bad. It's not a standalone. It's not an expression of my desire to deride, to take away seriousness from life. It's an expression of the fact that I give seriousness to that which is good, so therefore I want to put down that which is bad. It's not a standalone. It's not an expression of my desire to deride. It is quite the contrary, an expression of my desire to value. Koach hachilul hanolad mikoach hahilul. Yeah?
In an ideal sense or in all cases?
He's talking about an ideal sense when a person's only mocking Avodah Zarah because of that. Hey, I agree with you. You could have a person who's doing it and it's really an expression of his problems. Right, I agree, right? That doesn't have to be this way. In an ideal sense, that's the way it should be.
But
right.
I thank
you for bringing that up. That was a very important point, Ari.
If a Jew walks the Torah doesn't, if he's looking for breaches, Torah is standing on its own. It's not dependent upon us for the Torah to stand. So therefore, if a Jew is looking for breaches on the Torah will not cease because of mockery. So I can understand this koach hahilul versus koach hahilul when it comes to looking for breaches and mocking what's true and not what's true meaning Torah and not what's checker.
Mockery is in the eye of the beholder. It doesn't change the value of what's there. It changes the perspective of those who view it. Meaning you can mock something that has intrinsic value. It won't change its value, but it will change your perspective on it. That's why when we speak about respecting mitzvot, we don't say, Al tevaze et ha-mitzvah, don't deride the mitzvah. The wording of the Gemara is, Shelo yu mitzvot bzuyot alecha, that in your eyes the mitzvah shouldn't be derided. The mitzvah is the same jewel. The mitzvah didn't lose any of its value. The question is, how did we view it? If you do kisei adam by kicking the dirt, so you've treated the mitzvah in a certain way, you've treated it a certain way. Whereas the Torah says, no, pick it up, put it down nicely. That's a reflection of where you're holding vis-a-vis the mitzvah. The mitzvah didn't lose anything. You didn't touch the mitzvah. It's still the same gem that it was.
The whole idea of...
I'll tell you, Bitzalel, if we expand, we won't get to finish. Kam kach, I'm not sure if we'll get to finish. So let's move forward, okay? Benimtza... So it turns out that even though externally, when you see a person mocking Avodah Zarah or simply mocking, externally they're similar. Nonetheless, at the root, at its essence, they're really the essence of difference exists between them. Mockery as a standalone is just a person who wants to have more deriding in the world. And mocking Avodah Zarah is for the sole purpose of having more respect in the world, more respect for that which should be respected. And the Mesilas Yisharim Ramchal writes, Ki letzanut achat, one joke, can push away 100 words of rebuke. You can push away 100 speeches with one joke. Ubli safek, דמקורו הוא מדברי הגמרא דפסקינן דקשם שמצווה לומר דבר נשמע, כך מצווה לומר, לא לומר דבר שאינו נשמע. He says, undoubtedly, the source for this idea of the Mesilat Yesharim is that halacha which says that just as there is a mitzvah to say words that will be listened to, so too there is a mitzvah not to say words that will not be listened to. Ve'rafinan ze midichtiv ka al toch achletz. And we derive it from the pasuk that says, do not rebuke the letz, the joker. Ve'chazinan mize dehevach shekabalat tochacha hi aleitzanut. So what do we see from here? That tochacha is diametrically opposed to the letz. Letz, makari, is the antithesis of tochacha, of rebuke, of learning from something. Undoubtedly, there could be many causes that a person wouldn't hear someone's rebuke. So why did our sages say, no, it's the letz. Don't bother with the letz. Tochacha, you can't do with a joker. Why did they say that? There are other things. But that's the idea we're pointing out. We're not talking about a specific rebuke over something specific. Undoubtedly, any rebuke can have numerous reasons why someone won't accept it. You don't understand, you don't know me, you don't know him, you don't know the facts. We could have a million excuses why we wouldn't accept a specific form of rebuke. So when the Pasuk in Mishlei says, don't rebuke, it's not talking about a specific form of rebuke, because for any specific form, there could be many specific reasons why it doesn't work. But what the Torah is telling you is a general rule. Don't rebuke the letz, generally. Don't rebuke the letz. If he's a letz, no point in giving him rebuke.
What about he's breaking Torah?
Wait, let's hear him out. Because the general concept of a person whose general tendency is a letz is that his forces are diametrically opposed. You're not going to get any tochacha in with him. You're not going to get anywhere with him. If all he's doing is mocking, you're not going to get anywhere. Dekol tochacha inyanai lorer et hachashivut shetikuna meuvat. What is tochacha? You're coming to arouse within a person the understanding of the importance of changing something. Something's wrong, and it's important enough that I want to discuss it with you. And it's important enough that you should deal with it. Veitorerut chashivut zo pogat rishona bekoach haleitzanut shebanefesh. So that automatically goes against the feelings of mockery in the soul, sheino sovel shum chashivut, that doesn't want, that can't stand anything that's important, mitparetz ulamit et yachsa chashivut techet bitchila itoruto. And the second someone tries to point out something's important, it explodes to kill that attempt. Veleitzanut ha'achat hadocha me'at tochachot. And when we say one joke can push off 100 speeches, אין פירושה דווקא שאדם שוכח אותו מתלוצץ בפועל מתוכחת המוכיח. Doesn't mean that you're going to give him rebuke and after 99 speeches he'll find one speech where he'll be able to make a joke and that'll destroy everything you said. That's not the idea, אלא שהעניין הוא הרבה יותר עמוק, but it's much deeper. כוח הליצנות שבנפש, the soul that is looking to deride, to mock, דוחה את קבלת התוכחה שבנפש. Pushes away the capacity to accept rebuke, the capacity to learn, to grow, to take seriously, and to change. Now it's becoming more and more evident where he's headed with Amalek and Letz, and the war with Amalek couldn't teach Amalek anything, but it could at least teach others something. We're moving forward. Take a good look at Rashi in Parshat Zohar. The Pasuk says, Asher karecha. Hashem says, I want you to take on Amalek because they stumbled upon you. What does Rashi say? Leshon ko v'chom. Karecha doesn't mean like mikre, they happened upon you, but rather karecha, Rashi brings a medrash, comes from the word ko, cold. Ko v'chom, cold and hot. Tzinin cha, he cooled you off. V'efshircha mirtichatcha. He cooled you off. You were boiling. You were piping hot coming out of Egypt. Along comes Amalek to cool you off. Everyone was scared of starting up with Israel. Uvazen, along came this one, v'etchil v'era makom l'acherim. And he started up and he showed everyone, you can start with Israel, don't worry about it. This is similar to a steaming hot bath that no one can go into it. One guy who has no yoke of heaven says, I can do it, jumps in. Even though he comes out, his whole skin is red, he's burnt. Other people say, it's not so bad. Even though he got burnt. Klomar. What the Medrash, it's as if to say, in sof inyano shel Amalek bezeh sheba v'nilcham b'Yisrael. Amalek's impact was not because, it didn't end with the war against Israel. Ela shesof inyano hu bezeh shemilchamto shel Amalek gama zilzul b'chashivuto shel Yisrael. Amalek's war, what it did, was this mockery. Until now, everyone held them in importance. No one dared touch God's people. Amalek says, I'm going to touch him. He lost the war, but he already brought down the concept in the eyes of the world. The concept, this is God's people, we don't touch them. That concept was brought down. That was mocked. Alufei Edom elei Moav yoshvei Kenan, kulam kiblu atochachat sheyitzeat Mitzrayim v'kat yam suf. The officers of Edom, the leaders of Moab, the inhabitants of Canaan, they all received the rebuke. They said, okay, I see God is with them. He took them out of Egypt. He split the sea. Hambati hayta rotachat. That bath was boiling. Nolda chashivut ba'olam. The world stood in awe. Everyone stood back. Everyone looked and said, wow. They had respect. Aval Amalek eno yachol lisbol chashivut. Amalek, when he sees the world is starting to take something seriously, he can't stand that. Ma'oto sheYisrael yikoach ha'ilul. The essence of Israel is the capacity to praise, the capacity to see importance in things and value things. And if we could go off for 1 minute on a slight tangent. This concept, he says it in one line, but if you think about it deeply, this is a phenomenal concept. The capacity to give importance. What are we doing our whole lives? If you think about it, we make every moment important. We give thanks for the shoes we wear, the ground we step on. We take a meal and we say, this is a Shabbos meal. We light candles. We do things in a way, we sanctify the moment, we sanctify life, we sanctify death, we sanctify the morning, the noon, the night. We sanctify the breath, the breathing that we do. King David said, "Kol haneshama ta'alelka." I give song over each breath that I have. This that he's saying in one line, but there's so much to think about. The essence of Israel is the capacity to give importance. You know, Hamas has a slogan. We love death as much as the Jews love life. That's a Hamas slogan. We do love life. We give importance to things. We give importance to death. He says it in one line, but this is a whole philosophy in and of itself. Ma'oto shel Amalek yikoach ha'chilul. But the essence of Amalek is the capacity to desecrate. Ze le'umat. God created in the world two opposing forces. Amalek l'umat Israel. Amalek opposite Israel. Koach ha-chilul l'umat koach ha-hilul. The strength to desecrate opposite the strength to praise. Im le'data shel Knesset Israel, with the birth of the people of Israel, the congregation of Israel, ba'la'olam koach ha-karat ha-chashivut. Along came to the world the capacity to recognize importance. Hambati hayta rotachat, and that bath was steaming. Retichut zo mitnagedet l'Amalek b'ma'ota. And that steaming, the fact that everyone was in awe and respect, that stood directly opposed to the essence of Amalek. Mipat itnagdut hazo kafatz etoch hambati v'kirera. Because this stood opposite his essence, he jumped into the bath and cooled it off. Paratz pirtza b'chashivut zo sheshma Knesset Yisrael. He breached a breach in this importance, in this respect of that which is called the congregation of Israel. Mitoch pirtza zo hu rotze laros et kol binyan ha'chashivut. And his hope was that if he could get into that breach, then he could bring down the whole building. Zo yishifato shel koach ha'litzanut ma'azu me'olam. As we said, that is the goal of the mockery forever in the world. כוח הליצנות אשר בנפש דוחף לקירורה של אמבט יערות תחת. In our own souls, this capacity to mock is also looking to cool us off. What are you getting so excited about? ועל כן אמרו חכמים על וישמע יתרו, and that's why our sages said on the פסוק וישמע יתרו, let's take ופתי יערים. You hit the joker, he's not going to learn from it. Someone else is going to learn from it. כי אין מפלדו של המלאק מועלת לו לעצמו. המלאק's downfall doesn't teach him anything. He doesn't gain anything from it. כי עד רבה, זהו עצם עניינו של מעשה המלאק. Because quite the contrary, that is the essence of המלאק's actions. שבתוך מעשיו ממש גנוזה היא ההתנגדות וההתקוממות נגד קבלת תוכחה. In his actions, you see that he is... what do his actions yell? He's saying, I am not interested in being proven wrong. That's what he's saying. The whole world realizes these are God's people. There's been miracles that everyone sees it. He also sees it. What's he saying? I don't want to hear otherwise. I want to mock. Let's take ze amalek peti yarim ze yitro. The let's get hit, but someone else gets smart. That's Yisro. Klomar yitro kibel atochacha shebemapalet amalek. Yisro did learn from what happened when Amalek fell down. אבל אין דבר זה שייך לעמלק. But that doesn't belong to עמלק. שאם היה עמלק שייך לקבלת תוכחה ממפלתו, if עמלק could learn something from his downfall, כי אז לא היה מקום תחילה לעצם מציאותו, then his whole existence doesn't begin. His whole existence is about mocking and bringing things down. שהרי עצם מציאותו היא הכירת כוח קבלת תוכחה מן הנפש. His existence is about removing that capacity from being rebuked. וכך הם הדברים במקורם, שהרי הגנות שנתפשה בתורה על עשיו. And this is how it's also in the root. Because you see that when the Torah tells us about Esav, what does the Torah tell us Esav did wrong? Throughout the Torah, everything is tradition. You read the Torah, read the words. Where do you see that Esav did something wrong? One time. Everywhere else, it's tradition. Read the Torah, what does it say? וגדלו הנערים, וישב ישוד הציד ישדה ויעקב ישתם יושב אוהלים. Esav was a hunter. Okay. Esav wants to
bless. That's the one thing.
What's the one thing the Torah spells out about Esav? Everything else is tradition. If you read between the lines, you could see that Esav was an adulterer. You can see that Esav committed incest. You could see a lot of things. But you have to really, really look closely. What does the Torah spell out about Esav? Esav sells his rights to the firstborn. Okay, that could also be understood in not such a negative light. The one thing the Torah does spell out is that he mocked the rights to the firstborn. Meaning he mocked this right to the firstborn, and that's the idea. Let's take, you hit the let's, that's Amalek, who is Esav's grandson.